You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. World leaders have warned Turkey's President Erdogan not to use the failed coup as a chance to crush all dissent. 6,000 people have been arrested since Saturday morning, almost half from the judiciary. And the president has suggested reintroducing the death penalty. He's been criticised for years for his increasingly authoritarian style. Zeynep Jane Kander is in his Justice and Development Party and asked if she understood why people were worried about what he would do.
I actually, to be absolutely honest with you, do not understand why there's concern. I understand why concern is being expressed. The Turkish people have clearly demonstrated over the past few days that how important their democracy is to them, how important the democratic system is. And to reduce this down to President Erdogan is going to make greater use of power and abuse the people even more is actually insulting to the Turkish people, and it's an Orientalist approach that is outdated and should be reviewed. Turkish democracy is undergoing a test at the moment, and in the first 15 hours of that test, they proved that democracy is incredibly important to them, that they're willing to die for it. Erdogan has as much power as the people will give him. At the moment, the constitution that is in place, which was introduced by a military junta in 1980, is a constitution that gives the president unlimited power. There is a need for a new constitution. All political parties are agreed on this. The Turkish people are beginning to respect one another's views. It's time that the West respected the Turkish people.
Indeed, and you'll know that foreign leaders were strongly opposed to the coup, and the criticism is...
But a bit late. Their opposition came in the morning when the coup had been defeated. It would have been much more positive for the Turkish people if their condemnation had arrived much, much quicker.
Do you think, though, that... I mean, you're saying that this is the criticism of the Turkish people. The fear surely is not about what Turkish people want, but it's how President Erdogan might use this.
I don't think what AK Party government or President Erdogan want is anything different than what the Turkish people want. There's been talk about reintroducing capital punishment, and his actual quote is, I assume that this will be discussed in Parliament by all the political parties. He said Parliament will discuss this. This is democracy at work, and the West needs to stop perceiving it in a way that is actually not accurate anymore.
But that's partly because of what the President has done in the past, not least tightening controls in the media, and we've seen already moves to tighten...
Can I just interrupt here again?
Please
do. President, the people who were put on trial for journalism were not put on trial at the President's orders. They're put on trial at the public prosecutor's orders. The President has in fact pardoned many, many of the people that the public prosecutors put on trial.
But we do know that, for example, since Friday, nearly 3,000 members of the judiciary, judges and prosecutors, have been either suspended, have been arrested, many suspended. People will be understandably fearful that what the President is doing is crushing any form of dissent.
Okay, once again, the President's not doing this. The government is doing this. Please stop reducing everything that happens in Turkey to President Erdogan. There is a government. The government is in place. The government is functioning, as it proved on Friday night.
So can I check with you? Back to the judiciary? Do you believe that the effect of this coup will be to strengthen democracy in Turkey rather than the reverse, which many fear?
Yes, indisputably, yes. Without any question, yes. If the people can continue to function together and to work together and to pull together as they have for the first time in over 90 years, democracy has won. The Turkish people will have won.
Zeynep Jane Kander talking to me just a little earlier. Well, we're joined now by Sevgi Akash Chesmi, who was editor-in-chief of a newspaper, Today's Zaman. It was taken over by the government in March as part of a media crackdown then. Hello to you.
Hi.
You heard what was said there, that this is the president just responding to democracy. It's his government. It's what the people want.
I cannot disagree more. I mean, all the actions of the President Erdogan have been signaling of an increasingly authoritarian, if not despotic, regime in Turkey. And unfortunately, this despicable, totally unacceptable failed coup attempt is just going to give Erdogan another pretext to consolidate his dictatorship. And as you already said, the detention of judges and prosecutors and journalists have already begun. Even without any, I mean, following only hours after the failed coup attempt, how could you, based on what, you start purging the members of the judiciary. This is apparently there is previous profiling of judiciary members, and this is just going to give an Erdogan excuse to clean up the remaining dissidents in Turkey.
But you heard the argument there from Zeynep Cenkander that actually the public prosecutors, it was them going after the media, the president, he pardoned them.
Funny enough, because everybody knows in Turkey that the judiciary has been under control of the government. Following the corruption investigations, Erdogan changed the judiciary system. They established one judge courts, which are handpicked by Erdogan, and they have been, the investigations have been undergoing by the orders of the government. Erdogan himself, dismissed the very prime minister he handpicked. Because he did not have full obedience to him.
We only have a few seconds. I just wonder, sure. I know you're out of the country. Would you go back to Turkey?
Never ever, because I already left Turkey because of concerns over my freedom. Now I'm worried more than ever. I just feel that my colleagues back in Turkey are taken hostage by the regime.
Sevgi Akarchesmi, thank you very much. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.